是，亲爱的父神，
啊，
像保罗，我们要向耶稣基督的父，
哎妹，
耶稣基督的神，是
啊，
荣耀的父神，祷告祈求，
阿门。
赏给我们有智慧启示的灵，真是能够完全的、更多的来认识
哎妹，
你这位荣耀的神，
阿门。
认识父，
阿门。
认识子，
阿门。
认识圣灵，
阿门。
所以我们真是需要你的启示，
是吧？
需要你的话，
阿门。
也需要属天的悟性跟智慧，来完全明白父神的旨意，
阿门。
但愿你怜悯我们，
阿门。
开启我们的眼睛，
是。
给我们真是能够明白，能够进入，能够经历，能够达到父神你的目标。
阿门。
是你呼召我们，
哇，是的，
是为着要我们达到那荣耀的目标。
阿门。
在地上能够完成你父神的旨意。
阿门。
但愿荣耀完全归于。
阿门，
阿门，
阿门。阿门。
Father God.
Amen. 父神啊。
Well, last night we fellowship concerning our wonderful God.
昨天晚上我们交通到我们这位奇妙的父神。
God is not that simple.
神不是那样简单的。
Really?
实在。
The whole Bible showed us it is not that simple.
整本圣经给我们看见不这么简单。
We try to make God so simple.
我们常常把神变得简单了。
So even when we are singing these two songs this morning,
即使今天早晨当我们在唱这两首诗歌的时候
our understanding concerning the Father is that he loves us.
我们对父神的认识好像只限制于他爱我们
He is compassionate.
他向着我们是满了怜悯的
He cares for us.
他顾念我们
He did so many things for us.
他为我们成就了这许多的事情
so, Everything is for us.
但是一切都是为着我们
，and for us，
为着我们，还是为着我们。
Right. Well, no doubt he did a lot of things for us.
没有错，神的确为我们行了许多的事。
You know, but if you look deep into God's heart,
但是我们若更深入的看见神的心
，you will begin to realize that.Although he did a lot of things for us,
你就会开始领会，虽然他为我们行了许多
，He wants us to be fully for him.
他却要我们是完全为着他的。
So you have to know him.
所以我们必须要认识他。
Not just to love him.
不仅爱他。
You have to fully know his will.
并且要全然明白他的旨意。
This morning.Just after our prayer, I've just been mentioning to Joseph.
早晨，当我们有一些祷告之后，我和Joseph 弟兄说
，When the Lord Jesus, as the Son of God, came to this earth,
当主耶稣基督这位神的儿子来到这个地上的时候
，What kind of a life did he live?
他所过的是怎样的一个生活呢
？Why a life that is 100%Obedient to the Father.
他所过的乃是百分之百顺服神的生活。
100% to carry out the Father's will.
百分之百是为着实行父神的旨意。
He came with only this one purpose.
他来到地上只有这一个目的。
You know the Father's love.
你知道父神的爱。
But many times, maybe just as a little child, you know, everybody knows Papa loves me, right?
但许多时候我们的认识不过像一个小孩子一样知道爸爸爱我。
So, you enjoy that love.
当然我们享受这样的爱。
But we are very disobedient.
但是我们却是一个非常悖逆的人。
Right. If you ask Rebecca, the three-year-old granddaughter, what is your dad doing? Dad, doing? I don't care what he's doing, what his job is. I just love Papa. I just want Papa to be with me, right? Daddy.
你问问我那个三岁的孙女，她只知道父亲爱她，她不在意父亲做的是什么，父亲有什么旨意，她只要她的爸爸爱她的爸爸。
You know, at the age of 12,
但是到了她十二岁的时候
，Our Lord Jesus. Now I'm talking about Jesus.
我所指的是当主耶稣十二岁的时候。
He was already 100% fully for the business of his Father in heaven.
他那时候就已经是百分之百的为着父神的事所关心父神的事。
He never did anything apart from the Father's will.
他从来没有违背父神的旨意。
Never.
从来没有。
He said, I always do the things that is well-pleasing to him.
他说我所行的都是讨父神的喜悦。
Behold, I came to do your will.
他说看啊我来是要行父神的旨意。
So the first thing that he preached when he came to his earth in the book of Matthew is repent, for God loves you. No, he didn't say that.
所以当主耶稣来到地上在马太福音一起头他说你们要悔改因为父神爱你对吗
悔改为是什么
To repent.
因为神的国近了。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
This is his first message.
这是主头一个的信息。
Even John talking about God.
甚至约翰当他说到神的时候
In first John, he didn't say in the first message, God is love.
在约翰一书约翰所说的头一个信息他所说的不是神就是爱。
He said, God is light.
他说神就是光。
In him there is no darkness at all.
在他毫无黑暗。
Light.
是光
is important.
光很重要。
We all need to be enlightened.
我们都需要蒙光照。
When the Lord Jesus came, people who were sitting in darkness, they saw a great light.
当主耶稣基督来的时候，人是坐在黑暗中，他们就看见了大光临到他们。
Even in the Gospel of John.
甚至在约翰福音里面。
Already God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, showed us God desires to have many sons.
神在已经启示在神的心意是要得着众子。
And then immediately in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ in the dream of Jacob, the ladder that reaches to heaven.
在约翰第一章里他就已经看见像雅各的梦所见的这位主耶稣基督身上 上去下来到从地到天上。
He came to reveal the Father's will.
他来乃是要启示父神的心意。
Of course, the first thing that God has to do with us is to save us.
当然神在我们身上所要做的头一件事情是拯救我们。
But after he saved us, there's a lot of things for him to do within us in order to accomplish his eternal plan. God has a plan.
但是在神拯救我们之后，他在我们里面还要做成许多的工作，为着要我们能够成就父神的心意。
God has a purpose in this universe.
神在宇宙中有一个旨意。
A wonderful purpose.
非常美好的旨意。
A purpose for himself.
这旨意是为着他自己的。
A purpose for his son.
他的旨意是为着他儿子的。
Right. And a purpose against his enemies.
他的旨意是对着他的仇敌的。
And then the kingdom to rule over this earth.
叫他的
国 Over all the nations.
叫他的国度能够掌管全地和列国。
When the Lord comes back, it'll be the kingdom age.
当主回来的时候，就要成为国度的时期。
What are you going to do when the Lord comes back?
当主回来的时候，你要做什么呢？
Right. You're going to be kings, co-rule with Christ.
你要与基督一同作王，一同掌权。
To reign with Christ.
与基督一同掌权。
Already in Psalm 2 it is written, Ask of me.And I will give you the nations for your inheritance, your possession.
在诗篇第二篇就已经说明，主说你要求我，我就使你能够掌管这个权地，治理这个权地。
列国 the nations, and you will rule over them with a rod of iron.
你要用铁杖来管辖这个列国。
Do you think it's easy to rule?
你想要管辖列国是容易的事吗？
When the Lord came to this earth,
当主来到地上的时候，
He defeated Satan.
他击败了撒旦。
He defeated principalities and powers.
他也击败了天上执政掌权的。
He destroyed him who has the power of death.
他毁灭了那个掌死权的魔鬼。
He did it.
他成功了。
Now he's going to do it with us again.
现在他要带着我们一同来做这事。
Do you have this kind of a concept? I'm going to overcome this Satan.
你里面有没有这样的一个观念呢？我们要胜过撒旦。
The God of peace will crush the serpent's head under our feet shortly.
神的平安。快快的，平安的神、要使仇敌快快的被践踏在我们的脚下。
Especially his head.
特别他是头。
Well, the head of the serpent, I mean.
特别践踏这个蛇的头。
Not his tail, but his head.
践踏的不是他的尾巴，是他的头。
Hey, what a big job to do.
这是何等大的一件事情。
The Lord calls the overcomers.
主在这里呼召所有的得胜者。
I just heard some people say we don't need to be overcomers.
我才听有些人说，我们不需要做得胜者。
What are you going to be?
那么你要做什么呢？
You don't want to be an overcomer. What do you want to be?
你不做得胜者，你要做什么呢？
A failure?
要做一个失败者吗？
A disobedient child of God.
要做一个神悖逆的儿女吗？
A defeated people of God.
一个被击败的神的百姓吗？
In your human life,
在你的人生中间，
Do you want to be a bum all your life?
你要做一个失败无所事事的人吗？
A garbage collector, is it okay?
就做一个清垃圾的人可以吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为如此。
Right.
你说呢？
David, how about you?
David 弟兄，你怎么说？
That's why you went to school, right?
这就是为什么你今天去上学。
That's why you learned a lot, right?
这就是为什么你好好的学习。
That's why you paid the price, right?
你也付上代价。
God has a wonderful purpose for us.
神在我们的身上有极其美好的旨意。
Remember, He made us to be kings and priests.
请记得，他造我们，乃是要我们成为君王、 做祭司。
He gave us an exceeding great power in Ephesians chapter 1, right?
在以弗所书第一章里也告诉我们说，他给我们他的大能。
He wants us to be sitting with Christ on the throne.
他要我们与基督一同坐在宝座上，天上的宝座上。
You think God doesn't have a will?
你以为神没有他的旨意吗？
He planned all of this before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus and his son. Everything was planned out.
这一切在他的儿子耶稣基督里，在创世之前，神都已经计划好了。
That's why we have to know the Father.
这就是为什么我们需要认识父。
Not just like a little baby, or he's a loving father, daddy, or daddy.
不是仅仅像一个婴孩一样，看到父亲说啊，父亲，爸爸，我爱你。
And then, in Ephesians chapter 1, God planned everything according to the good pleasure of his will.
在以弗所书第一章给我们看见，父神乃是照着他的旨意，美好的旨意，为我们计划了，安排了这一切。
And Paul says in the fullness of time, God is going to head up all things in Christ, things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth.
叫我们到了时候满足的时候，一切都在基督里，基督能成为万有的头。
This is the goal. This is what God wants to accomplish with all of us.
这是目标，这是神要在我们众人里面所成就的事。
If you want to know the Father,
你如果要认识父神，
What are you going to know about him?
你要认识他哪一方面呢？
Oh, he loves me.
只是他爱我吗？
He's compassionate.
或是他是有怜悯的吗？
He will always forgive me.
他总是宽恕我。
We always think about the prodigal son.
我们总是想到那个浪子的故事。
Right? When you think of the father, oh, he loves me. Oh, no problem, no problem, no problem, no problem.
我们想到父的时候，是不是只想到浪子？哎呀。他爱我们，没有问题，没有问题，一切都没有问题。
Are you sure there's no problem?
真的没有问题吗？
In your life, there's no problem.
在你的人生中没有问题吗？
No problem with your flesh.
你的肉体没有问题吗？
With yourself.
你的己没有问题吗？
So many problems.
我们有许多的难处。
Why is it in Ephesians chapter 6 there is a warfare against heaven and against the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places.
要不然为什么在以弗所书第六章里说到与这个空中掌权的恶魔有征战呢？
You don't want to fight?
你不愿意做征战吗？
You don't want to participate in this warfare, putting on the whole armor of God? Too heavy, too heavy. No, I don't want to fight. I'll just let you fight. You go and fight. I want to go to sleep.
我们不愿意进入这个征战吗？穿上基督所预备全副的军装，我们说太重太重了，我不穿，你去打仗吧。
Can you send your daughter to war?
你做父亲的会把你的女儿送去战场啊？
会不会？不会呀，他们那么小，你又去打仗？
No,
不要他长大了，这样就好了，乖乖的，你看他长大，长大跑掉了，
No, you won't let her go to the warfare. She's so young. Yes, you say that when she grows up. No, no, you are thinking better not growing up. Just be this way, young and obedient.
做基督徒不打仗。
As a Christian, we do not undertake this warfare.
你会被那天上的掌权的那些恶鬼啊，要被他们吞掉哎。
You will be swallowed by the powers, the wicked, evil powers are in the heavenlies, the demons.
Don't you need to be strengthened? Be strong in the Lord. That's what Paul says. That's what the Bible, the Word of God says. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
所以保罗说，我们要在主里面刚强，在他的大能中被他所刚强。
Because hey, God has an enemy to deal with.
因为神今天要对付他的仇敌。
Just through the Lord Jesus Christ.
光是耶稣基督自己吗？
He is victorious. Yes.
他已经是得胜的了。
But how come we are not?
那为什么今天我们还不是得胜的呢？
So can we just remain as we are? You think we can?
所以你想想看，我们是不是可以仍然停留在我们这个依然故我的情形里呢？
We cannot.
我们不能这样的。
Because the Father has a wonderful plan and purpose.
因为父神有一个奇妙的计划和目的。
With a dog, an animal,
就着一个动物来说， 一条狗来说，
From the time the dog was born to the time he dies, he remains the same all the time. No purpose, nothing. It's a dog, is a dog, is a dog.
他从这个狗的出生一直到狗的死亡，他永远是一条狗，一条狗的生活就是一条狗。
No plan,
没有计划。
No goal,
没有目标。
No purpose,
也没有一个目的。
Right,
对吧？
No change.
所以没有变化。
Born a dog.
生下来是一条狗。
Died a dog.
死了还是一条狗。
You don't see a doctor, PhD dog, no.
你没有看到有一条狗是做医生的狗或者是一个博士的狗。
Have you ever seen one?
你看过吗？
No goal.
没有目标。
No purpose.
没有目的。
Be it a donkey, a monkey, or whatever.
一头驴也好，一只猴子也罢。
No purpose. What about you?
没有目的的。那你们呢？
What about we, the sons of God?
那我们今天是神的众子。
No goal?
没有目标吗？
And you are not being trained to reach the goal?
今天我们不是受神的训练成全来达到这个目标吗？
Is our goal just to preach the gospel?
我们的目标仅止于传福音吗？
Is that all? God just want to save everybody and that's it?
是不是这就是一切，神拯救每一个人那么就结束了？
If so, we don't have to have God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
如果是这样的话，今天就不需要有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
No need.
不需要了。
Then all you need is Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and that's it.
你所需要的就是创世纪第一章、第二章就够了。
It is not that simple.
不这么简单。
The Bible is so thick.
圣经这么厚一本书。
It shows us that to be a son of God is not that simple.
给我们看见，今天要做神的儿子，不是这么简单。
Luckily, fortunately,
非常幸运的。
God in His wisdom put everything just in one book.
神在他的智慧里把一切与我们有关的事都摆在圣经里了。
Today, the world, science, mathematics, biology, they have the library.
今天世上的知识、科学、生物各样的事情，看看充满了这个图书馆。
But this book,
但是这一本书
from Genesis to Revelation is so complex.
从创世纪到启示录是这样的复杂。
Look at the book of Revelation.
你读读启示录。
The seven churches.
说到七个教会。
Look at the vision on the throne.
从宝座上所看见的意象。
The seven seals.
还有这个七个印。
The end of this age.
这个世代的末了。
The judgment.
神的审判。
So many terrible things will be happening.
许多很可怕的事情要发生。
And then the judgment and the kingdom.
然后有审判，有国度。
And then the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem in eternity.
然后新天和新地，新耶路撒冷直到永远。
That's a whole end. That's not so simple.
这整个的了结，你看不是那样简单的。
Is it just a doctrine for you, or are you aware of what is going to happen?
这只是对你来说是一个道理呢？还是你真正了解到所要发生的事情
？You think the building up of the church is simple?
你以为教会得着建造是简单的事吗
？Read the seven churches.
你读一读这关乎七个教会的话。
For God to fulfill His plan requires a lot of investment.
神要成就他的心意。他必须要做许多的投资
，and then we have a terrible enemy，
并且我们面对一个可怕的仇敌
，the ancient old serpent，
那个古老的蛇
，who became a great red dragon，
到了启示录变成那个大的红色的
龙 ，he also has a plan，
他也有一个计划。
He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
他像一个遍地吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找可吞吃的人。
At times he appeared like an angel of light to deceive you.
有的时候他像是一个光明的天使出现，为了要欺骗我们。
Accuser of the brethren, he's called.
他的名也叫做那个控告弟兄们。
Father of lies.
他是。谎言的父。
Oh, he is an expert in lying.
他是一个说谎的专家。
Deceiver of the world.
是蒙骗世界的。
He is the adversary.
他是神的仇敌对头。
My goodness.
不得了。
A murderer from the very beginning.
他从起初是那个杀人的。
Terrible.Enemy,
一个很可怕的仇敌
With all the principalities and powers,
带着这个空中这个执政掌权的
Are you fighting the battle?
那今天我们你是不是在这里打这一场仗呢
？And how are you going to win?
你怎么能够得胜呢
？So much.
在这里有这许多。
Happening in this whole world, in this visible and invisible realm,
在这个看得见的、看不见的这个世代的这个领域里面，这些都在发生。
And then you have the world, this present evil age.
今天我们所处的这个世界，这个邪恶的世代。
And then you have our flesh.
还有我们的肉体。
Terrible.
好可怕。
Right. And then you have religion.
在这里还有各式的宗教。
You think it is simple?
你以为这简单吗
？Simple to be a Christian?
做一个基督徒简单吗
？Simple to fulfill God's plan?
能满足。成就神的计划简单吗
？You know, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，If all of these troubles and problems and God's plan will only be fulfilled by God Himself, then everything would have been done long time ago.
如果这一切的难处，这一切的困难，只需要神来解决、来成就的话，那神的心意早就已经成就了。
Did not the Lord already accomplish redemption on the cross? He said, "It's done."
在十字架上，我们的主耶稣基督不是已经成功了救赎吗？他说成了。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗
？How much?
得救了多少
？We still have a lot to do. A long way to go.
我们还有许多该做的， 还有很长的一条路要走。
Just like your daughter.
就像你亲爱的女儿一样。
From preschool to kindergarten to grade school to high school to college.
从幼稚园到小学到中学到大学，还有好长一段路啊。
If you graduated grade school, don't be so happy because you still have to go to high school.
光是小学毕业了，不要太高兴啊，前面还要中学啊。
If you graduated high school, you need to go to college.
中学毕业了，你还得上大学啊。
Well, that's much better.
更好啊。
Well, then you have to go to grad school and get your master's.
还要去研究所啊，得你的硕士学位。
And PhD.
甚至这个博士的学位啊
postdoc.
然后还要做博士后的研究啊
And you're still not fully perfected yet.
即使这样还没有完全的被成全呢、啊、
You think being a son of God is easy, huh?
你以为做神的儿子很简单、
no.
是吗不
SoWe really need to know the Father.
所以我们实在是需要认识父神。
To know the Father's will.
并且认识父神的旨意。
To know the Father, the God of Abraham, is to know what is hidden in his heart, his will, what his plan is, the eternal purpose which he has purposed in Jesus Christ our Lord.
认识父神，认识这位亚伯拉罕的神，就是我们要认识他的旨意，在耶稣基督里，在创始之前就定了的旨意。
Otherwise, tell me, what are you going to know about the Father?
要不然，请你告诉我，你认识父，你要认识父什么
？He's a righteous Father.
他是一位公义的父。
He's a holy Father.
他是一位圣洁的父。
He's a wise father.
他是一个智慧的父。
He has a wonderful, great purpose.
他有一个奇妙的、伟大的一个目标。
The father of glory.
他是荣耀的父。
Who planned everything.
他计划了一切的事。
His will must be done here on earth.
他的旨意必须在这里，今年在地上得做成就。
And the Lord.Add a sentence to say, "As it is in heaven."
主耶稣在他的祷告中还加上一句话说：“行在地上，如同行在天上。”
Jeff 啊，天上是不是乱狼啊？大乱啊，打仗，天天发肉体吵架，天使长啊 ，Michael and Gabriel always arguing. How come you are the first? I should be the first, and.You think it's like that in heaven? Envy and strife and fighting, full of opinions and is that the way it is in heaven?
在天上是不是这样？满了争经、嫉妒、各样的意见，是不是这样混乱的情形
？Is it?
是吗
？How about us here?
那我们今天在地上情形如何呢 ？Oh Lord,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
It is really far from achieving God's goal. We are far from God's standard.
我们实在离开神的旨意得着成就。和神的标准何等的远
？It's because we don't know the Father.
都因为我们不认识我们的父神。
We don't know what God wants to do.
我们不认识神要我们所做的。
So when God called Abraham,
所以当神来呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，Firstly.The calling is always out of something.
神的呼召总是从你要离开你所在的地方起头。
Out of what?
从哪里离开呢
？In the Bible, there are so many out of.
在圣经中 你会读到许多要离开。
Out of the authority of darkness.
从黑暗的权势中离开。
Into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
得以进到神爱子的国度里。
Out of darkness into His marvelous light.
从黑暗里出来，进入他奇妙的光明。
Out of Egypt.
从埃及出来。
Out of ourself.
从我们己里面出来。
Into the good land.
进入美地。
Right. So many out of.
这许多的要我们离开出来。
Out of the world.
从世界里出来。
Out of Babylon.
从巴比伦里出来。
Out of religion.
从宗教里出来
，out of so many things，
从许多事物中我们要出来。
So、that's the calling，
这是神的呼召。
Then into what？
那要进入什么呢
？Into the Lord Jesus Christ Himself，
要进入主耶稣基督自己。
Out of the flesh，
要从我们的肉体里出来。
Into the spirit，
进入灵里。
Where are we today?
今天我们在哪里？
Are we still in the flesh?
我们仍然在肉体中吗？
If you are, then come out.
如果你是这样的，那么就出来。
Where to?
到哪里去呢？
Into the spirit.
进到灵里。
You know, I heard so many Christians talking about being called of God.
很多基督徒说到他们蒙神呼召。
They always thought aboutTo do something for him. I am going to go to Africa. Oh, he called me to be a cook in the camp. And he called me out to do some service for him.
他们总想神的呼召是要我们做什么、去非洲或者在、基督徒的这个营地里面做一个忠心的、做饭的做许多的事情。
GodCalled his people out of Egypt through Moses, and right before they arrive, God already told me, "I want you to be a nation of priests."
神借着摩西带领他的百姓出埃及，还没有到美地之前，神就启示，我要召他们做祭司的国度。
And I'm going to make you a special treasure, my people.
我要使你成为我心中所宝贝的我的百姓。
But there's a condition.
但是有一个条件。
You have to keep my word.
你必须要守我所说的话。
Not unconditional.
神的应许不是没有条件的。
Oh, you cannot just be a fleshly man and then be a priest.
你没有办法仍然做一个属肉体的人却来做他的祭司。
You're a fleshly priest, you're kidding me.
这样一个属肉体的祭司，这是开玩笑的事情。
You must not have known that our God, our Father, is a holy Father.
如果是这样，你必定不认识我们的父神乃是一位圣洁的神。
Is it not written?
圣经中是不是这样记载呢？
Behold.
你要圣洁
，because I am holy，
因为我是圣洁的。
Even be perfect，
你们要完全
，because your heavenly Father is perfect，
因为你们的天父是完全的。
May the Lord open our eyes，
愿主开我们的眼睛。
It's a wonderful calling，
这是非常美好的一个呼召。
But you have to see His glory.
但是你必须要看见他的荣耀。
The more you see His glory, the more you'll be drawn.
你越看见他的荣耀，你就越受他的吸引。
And you will be changed into His likeness.
你就被变成他的形象。
This is concerning the God of Abraham.
这是说到亚伯拉罕的神。嗯。
And remember, the name Abraham means the father of what? Many nations.
请记得亚伯拉罕这个名字的意思是说他是多国的父。
Father, I love this name, Father.
是父、啊、我真喜欢这个名字，是父，做父的。
He is the father of every family that is named on this earth. God is the unique father.
神是那个、地上凡是有名得名的、家族的父。
A wonderful father.
一个奇妙的父神。
You need to know the father.
我们需要认识这样一位父。
You only know Jesus, the Lord, the Savior. No father.
许多时候我们好像只认识主耶稣基督，却不认识父神。
It's very, very important.
认识父神的确是非常非常重要的。
Do you know why Abraham is called a Hebrew?
为什么亚伯拉罕也称作希伯来人呢？
He is the first Hebrew.
他是头一个希伯来人。
The name Hebrew means to cross the river.
希伯来人的意思是这些是过了大河的人。
From this side to the other side.
从河的这一边到了河的那一边。
Just like the people of Israel crossing the Red Sea.
就像以色列的百姓，神带他们渡过红海。
Just like the young generation crossing Jordan into the good land.
就像以色列百姓在旷野中新生的一代要经过渡过约旦河进到美地。
Have you crossed the river?
你过了河吗？
That's baptism.
那就是我们的受浸。
But what is baptism to you?
今天受浸对你有什么意义？
What is baptism to all of us?
今天受浸对我们众人有什么意义？
Are you baptized?
你受浸了吗？
You just get into the water and out, you know, in a few minutes.
几分钟之内你下到水里，再从水里上来。
What happened during baptism?
当你受浸的时候，什么事情发生了？
Many things happened.
许多事情发生了。
You are like Abraham going from this side to the other side.
你就像亚伯拉罕一样，从河的这一边渡到河的那一边。
Which side are you in now?
今天你在哪一边？
Or are you right somewhere in the middle?
还是你在两边两岸之间呢？
So many Christians are somewhere in between. I don't know where.
所以今天许多基督徒的生活就像在两岸之间。不知道他在哪里。
If you are like that, you'll be sinking.
你如果是这样的话，你就要沉在河里了。
At the end, you'll be like the Egyptian army in the middle, in the depths of the sea.
如果是这样的情形，我们就像那些埃及的追兵一样，最后完全被沉在海水里了。
Or what do? You go back and forth with a boat.
还是我们今天是来来回回的在两岸之间？渡来渡去吗？
Baptism means like a Hebrew, you cross from this side to the other side.
受浸就像希伯来希伯来人的意义一样，是从河的这一边到了河的那一边。
You're being transferred.
你已经被迁移了。
From the old to the new.
从旧的进到新的。
You're being baptized into Christ and put off the old man and put on the new man.
你乃是借着受浸被浸入基督，脱离旧人，竟穿上新人。
Crucify the flesh and all its passion.
将我们的肉体和他一切的情欲完全埋葬，钉死在十字架上。
Yourself is buried.
你的己被埋葬了。
No going back.
不再回头了。
You have only one direction to go.
我们只有一个方向往前去。
If not,
若是不然，
you will be a defeated people of God.
你就要成为 神失败的、被打败的百姓。
The 2,000 years of history.
这过去2000年的历史。
Shows us again and again and again.
给我们看见。
People of God went back.
一再、一再又一再的，神的百姓走回头的路。
Maybe not back to Egypt, but into captivity in Babylon, and some back to Egypt.
也许不完全回到埃及世界去，埃及地区，有些却到了巴比伦，甚至有的真的就回到埃及去了。
Right, because that's why John says, "Do not love the world."
所以约翰，劝勉我们不要爱世界。
Are you a Hebrew?
你今天是一个希伯来人吗
？We are the real Hebrew.
我们就是真的希伯来人。
If you are a son of Abraham,
你如果是亚伯拉罕的儿子，
你是中国人还是希伯来人
？Are you a Chinese or are you a Hebrew?
你是中国人的子孙还是亚伯拉罕的子孙
？Are you the sons?A son of Chinese or a son of Abraham?
是台湾来的，还是从天上来的，从神而生的
？Are you from Taiwan, or are you from the heavenlies, born of God?
You know, we cannot write down everything here in the outline. You know,
你知道，在大纲中，我们没有办法记下每一点。
God told Abraham.
神告诉亚伯拉罕。
He gave him a promise.
神给他一个应许。
Out of your seed, your seed,
从你的后裔里
，God will bless all the nations.
神要祝福天下的列国。
And your seed will multiply like the stars in heaven and like the sand on earth.
你的后裔要繁衍像天上的星、海上的沙、海边的沙一样，那么多。
That seed, we'll see it later, was Christ.
他所指的那一个后裔，我们回头要看，就是指着基督说的。
That means,
意思就是说
，Our Father will not accept.Anything except whatever is of Christ.
我们的天父除了那出于基督的之外，他不接受任何的东西。
You have to know this.
你一定要认识这一点。
Anything of the flesh is not acceptable.
任何出于人肉体的东西是父神所不接纳的。
You need to see this.
你需要看见这一点。
You need to know the Father's heart.
你必须要明白父神的心。
What did Abraham do?
亚伯拉罕做什么呢
？He wants to fulfill God's purpose by himself.
他要凭着自己来实应验神神的应许。
So Abraham had how many sons?
所以亚伯拉罕结果有几个儿子
？Two.
至少开头有两个儿子。
Right. In the beginning.
开头有两个儿子。
The first one is who?
头一个是谁呢
？Ishmael.
以实玛利。
The second one is Isaac.
第二个才是，以撒。
Both were born from Abraham.
这两个都是亚伯拉罕所生的。
Begotten, I'm sorry, begotten by Abraham.
这两个都是亚伯拉罕所生的。
Now, do you think God is a polite God?
你想？神是一个很周到的神吗
？Is a God of full of mercy and compassion and accepts anything, right？
神非常满了慈爱、满了怜悯的神吗
？Right? Isn't he？
对吗
？Full of mercy，
他满了怜悯，对吗
？So he'll accept Ishmael。
所以他就把以实玛利也接纳进来。
Half for Ishmael, the other half.For Isaac,
所以神的应许一半给以实玛利，一半给以撒，对吗？
公平，公平，
To be fair.
God is fair, right? Is he a fair God?
神不是公平的神吗？
Both are begotten of Abraham, right?
这两个都是亚伯拉罕生的。
What would you do?
你会怎么做？
God begged Abraham. Abraham begged God, please accept Ishmael.
亚伯拉罕在神的跟前恳求，神啊，你接纳以实玛利。
Please.
请你请求你。
So, where is God's compassion?
神的怜悯的心在哪里啊？
Did not Paul, the apostle, said, No flesh shall inherit the kingdom of God.
使徒保罗不是说吗？没有一个肉体能承受神的国。
You still want to be in the flesh?
那么你还要停留在你的肉体里吗？
You still want to be your old self?
你仍然要依然顾我吗？你的旧我吗？老我吗？
You think God will be merciful to you? Okay, okay, okay 啦，你得救了。Okay, okay 啦，然后进去，进去，进去。
You think God will be so merciful and compassionate? Says, okay, you're saved. So come into the kingdom of heaven.
No problem 啦。
没有问题，没有问题。是这样的吗？
So, what does the parable say? The parable of 10 virgins. They're all the same and all got in.
这个十个童女的比喻是怎么告诉我们的？是不是这十个都得救了，所以通通进入这个千年国度呢？
Right. 没有啊。
No.
你的神到底是什么神啊？
If not, what kind of God you have?
那么硬。那么硬。
So hard-hearted God.
不同情。不同情他们。
Have no compassion upon you.
这些愚昧的也是你的儿女，为什么不能进去啊？
Even these foolish virgins, they are the foolish children of yours. Why can they not enter in?
如果你有两个孩子，一个是愚昧的，一个是聪明的，你爱那个？两个都爱啊，当然了，对不对？因为你是一个公平的爸爸。
If you have two children, one foolish, one wise, of course you will love them both because you're a fair father.
对不对？
Is that right?
那我要问你。
Now let me ask you then.
那到底我们的神公平不公平？
After all, is our God a fair God?
但是你要看见。
But you must see.
Ishmael is 真的是肉体的。
Ishmael is of the flesh.
以撒是从灵而生的。
Isaac is born of the spirit.
但是这十个童女都是得救的人。
Yes, all these 10 virgins were saved.
但是五个是愚昧。
But 5 were foolish.
因为他们的生活也不管主，也不管圣灵来充满，也不要得油，也不要买油，也不要出代价，只是一个得救的基督徒而已。你说这样的基督徒能够进入那个婚宴里面去啊？
But they are, but these five foolish ones, they are in their own flesh. They don't care about the Lord, okay, and they don't care about what's God's will.You think such will enter into the wedding feast?
那你就不认识父神了。
Then you really don't know the Father.
其实我们的父神是信实的。
Actually, our Father is faithful.
因为千年国度那个时代，那愚昧的没有份，那忠心的有份。
In this millennium kingdom, the foolish ones do not have a part, but those who are faithful.They have a part.
所以神还是公平。
So God is fair.
因为到千年国度末了了，大家都进了新耶路撒冷、新天新地去了。
Because after the end of the millennium kingdom, all save ones enter into the new heaven and new earth.
你要认识一位公义的神。
Do you want to know?
你要。You must.
You must know this righteous God.
You have to know this wonderful father.
你就必须认识这位奇妙的父神。
He is not like you and me.
他与你我不同。
Because we are still very fleshly today.
因为今天我们还是满了肉体。
That is why we continue here.
这就是为什么我们需要继续往下交通。
God, the God of Abraham, made a covenant with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的神与亚伯拉罕立了约。
A special covenant.
一个非常特殊的约。
What is the covenant?
这个约是什么呢？
Circumcision.
就是他要受割礼。
割礼。不是把你从教会隔离出去啊，不是啊。
It's not to cut you off from the church.
是把肉体割掉啊。
It's to cut away the flesh.
Why is this covenant important?
为什么这一个约是那样重要的呢？
Because God wants to let all of us know.
因为神要我们众人都知道。
If you are still fleshly,
你如果仍然是属肉体的，
you are like Ishmael.
你不过是像以实玛利一样，
according to the flesh,
是照着肉体的。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
因为主的话说，那从肉身肉体生的就是肉体。
That part must be cut off.
那个部分在神跟前必须被切除、割除、切除。
Don't be fleshly in the church life.
在教会生活中，我们千万不能够是活在肉体里。
In your personal Christian life, no.
在你个人的基督徒生活中，不可以。
Not just in the church life.
不仅在教会聚会的
生活中。Even if you're alone and nobody sees you.
就是当你个人独处，没有人见到你的时候。
You still have to reject the flesh.
你仍然必须弃绝你的肉体。
Learn to say it's no longer I.
要学会说今天活着的不再是我。
I have been cut off, crucified with Christ.
我已经被切除了，已经与基督一同钉十字架了。
This is the covenant that God made with Abraham.
这是神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
All the male must have the flesh cut off.
所有的家里男性的都得这个行割礼。
我问你一下。
Let me ask you.
属灵的你是男性的是女性的。
Spiritually speaking, are you a male or a female?
你如果是个女性的软软弱弱的什么都可以啊，那你就不需要割礼了。
If you are a female, spiritually speaking, and you're weak in everything, anything goes, then you don't need circumcision.
But if you want to be a male,
但是你如果要做一个灵性上的男的，
意思就是说里面的人要刚强起来。
Meaning you are strengthened inwardly.
Right. Then you need to get rid of the flesh.
那你就需要除去你的肉体。
Then what Galatians chapter 5 says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh.
加拉太书第五章哥罗西书告诉
加拉太书
第五章告诉我们说那凡属神的是已经隔除了他的肉体的。
与基督同定十字架了，把他们的肉体都同定十字架。
They are crucified with Christ, and their flesh is also crucified with Christ.
受浸了吗？
Have you been baptized?
什么叫做受浸？
What does it mean?
隔离了吗？
It's a circumcision.
有没有把肉体割掉？
Has your flesh been cut off?
或者还是活在肉体？
Or you still live in your flesh?
Don't think this is not important.
不要以为这是不重要的事情。
Of course.
当然。
The circumcision that the covenant God made with Abraham is an outward circumcision.
亚伯拉罕所得的约是外肉体上行了割礼。
Don't say today we don't practice it anymore.
不用说，我们今天在肉身上不是这样的实行。
Yes, we don't.
是。
Well, you still may.
当然你也可以受割礼，在肉身上。
Medically speaking.
也可以这么说，也可以这么做。
Medically speaking, 医学的那一方面可以啊。But in the new covenant,Our circumcision is in the heart, in the spirit.
但是在新约里，我们所受的割礼乃是在心里的，在灵里的。
但是是一样的。
It is the same.
原则上、意识上完全是一样。
In principle, in significance, they are fully the same.
在旧约的是外面。
In the old covenant, it's something outward.
新约的时代是里面的。
In the New Testament age, it is something inward.
This is the way God wants it to be.
这是神所要的情形。
Remember, God rejected Ishmael.
请记得，神在旧约里弃绝了以实玛利
and he is going to reject our flesh.
同样的，他在我们身上也要弃绝我们的肉体。
Not accepted.
他不接受我们的肉体。
Not welcome.
不欢迎。
Otherwise, there will be so much confusion and problem.
要不然，今天在地上，在教会中有这许多的难处，有这许多的混乱。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Now let's go to the last point. In 5 minutes, I'm going to stop.
我们再说到最后一点。
I don't want to go so long. With 1 hour is good enough, right?
我们一个钟头的信息就够了。
Abraham, the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕成了信心的父。
Because he believed in the word of God.
因为他信神的话。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It is not just believing the Bible.
我们今天不仅是只是相信这个圣经。
Of course, it's good to believe the Bible.
当然，我们要相信圣经上的话。
But the Bible must also be connected to the living God.
但是我们认识圣经必须与我们认识神是连在一起的。
Remember, the Bible is not separated from God.
你请记得，圣经与神不是分开来的。
And the Word of God is not separated from the Spirit.
神的话与圣灵不是分开来的。
If God doesn't appear and speak,
does not
appear to you and speak to you.
如果今天神没有向你显现，也没有对你说话
，You just read it somewhere. Okay, it makes sense.
只不过是你读到圣经上一段的话，说还蛮有意思的。
I agree.
蛮有道理的。
I agree.
我同意，我同意圣经。
You must love God with your whole heart and soul and mind and strength.
你必须尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主你的神。
Don't you agree?
你不同意这个话吗？
同意吗？
Do you agree?
You agree?
你也同意吗？
It's written.
这是记在圣经上的。
Do you love him with your whole heart?
那么你是不是尽心的爱神呢？
With your whole soul and mind and strength.
尽心、尽意、尽力的爱神呢？
How many times have we read, do not love the world? How many times have we read?
有多少次我们读过圣经上的话说不要爱世界
You still love the world?
你仍然爱世界
How many times have we read, it is written, I have been crucified, it's no longer I?
有多少次我们一同读到主的话说我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我
You know that, right?
你知道这句话对吗？
How come we still live ourselves?
为什么我们仍然活在我们自己里面呢？
You believe, right?
你相信主的话，对吗？
Don't you believe?
你信不信？
Alicia, you believe, right?
陈弟兄，你信吗？
Did it work?
但是是不是这样的事情啊？
Or still mostly I?
还是我们生活中大部分的时候还是我活着？
Then I would ask you, where is the living faith?
那我就要问你，你那个活的信心在哪里？
Faith is supposed to turn the word of God if the Lord speaks to you into reality, into substance.
信心乃是当主对我们说话的时候，能把主的话变成实际，实化在我们的身上。
This is the wonderful function of the living faith given to us by God. It is not your faith. It is the characteristic, the power of God given to you.
这乃是神所赐给我们的一个何等的一个实际，神所给我们的信心的实际。
This wonderful faith will convert the word of God into substance and reality in you.
这个信心能够把神的话实化在我们里面，使它成为我们里面的实际。
In other words,
换句话说，
faith is not just our normal definition of believing. Okay, I believe.
信心不是我们一般人所定义的相信，相信。
But it is our reaction to God's word.
乃是我们对着神的话所有的一个反应。
You know, when God told Abraham,
你知道当神对亚伯拉罕说，
From the beginning to the end, God spoke to him in many different ways.
从起头到末了，多次多方的神对亚伯拉罕说话。
Abraham had a reaction to God speaking.
亚伯拉罕就对着神所说的话有反应。
Because he believed.
因为他相信。
He didn't just believe because it's written somewhere.
他不是因着这是写在哪里的一句话他读到了相信。
But God appeared to him.
而是神向他显现。
When God appeared to you,
当神向你显现的时候，
你不信也得信啊。
You have no choice but to believe.
If Paul, before he got saved, would sit down with Peter, and Peter would show him the Bible. Paul, you believe the Bible, right?
He'd chop his head off.
He'd chop his head off before him.
在彼得信主之前，如果他和彼得坐在保罗信主之前，遇见主之前，他和彼得坐在一起，要谈论圣经的话。
But when the Lord appeared to Paul, that's it.
当主向保罗显现的时候，那一切都定局了。
The living word of God is the same thing.
神的活话也是同样的。
That is why when you read the word, your whole being must be open to the living God and said, appear to me, speak to me.
这就是为什么当我们打开神的话的时候，我们必须向神祷告说，神啊，求你向我显现，求你借着这个对我说话。
It is very important.
这是非常重要的。
And then, of course, his faith was being tested.
当然，他这个信心要经过试验。
Don't think our faith will not be tested.
不要以为我们的信心不需要经过试验。
That's why today you need to, know whether your faith is real or not.
这是为什么今天我们需要知道我们的信心实在不实在。
It's not just believing, it's the word of God, yeah. Everybody believes.
不仅只是相信神的话，今天我们都相信神的话。
And Paul even says, yeah, Satan also believes.
保罗甚至说，连撒旦都相信神的话。
And he was trembling.
但是他 知道神的话，他却是战惊。
But you believe in God, but you are not trembling.
但是今天你相信神，但是你里面没有那个战惊的感觉。
You're not afraid of him.
你不敬惧怕神。
Do you believe in tiger, lion?
你相信狮子，相信老虎吗
？Do you?
信不信有老虎、狮子
？You believe, right?
你信吗
？You believe in cobra? Cobra.
你相信有这个响尾蛇？是眼镜蛇吗
？Dangerous.
很危险的。
I believe, but I'm not afraid.
我相信，但是今天我却不惧怕神。
Because there's no cobra here.
今天在这里没有眼镜蛇啊。
You believe in God, but you believe as if God is not there. Nobody sees you.
你相信神，你却好像生活没有神存在一样，没有被神看见一样。
But if the living God appears to you,
但是当这位活神向你显现
，and you will be tested,
你就要受到试验。
You will be tested.
你就要被试验。
Don't believe that Abraham has absolutely zero experience. Just believe in God.
不要以为啊，亚伯拉罕只是信神呐、啊，他没有其他什么经验。
No. The whole history of Abraham shows that boy, he has a lot of experience.
整个亚伯拉罕的故事给我们看见，他对着神有许多的经历。
Most wonderful experience.
最美好的一个经历。
At least the Bible brought out two points.
圣经给我带出来两点。
He believes that God raises the dead.
他信神能叫死人复活，或者叫从死里能带出复活来。
Amen. What a wonderful God.
何等一位奇妙的主神。Right.
No wonder Paul wanted to know the power of his resurrection.
难怪保罗说我们要认识他复活的大能。
To overcome death in us.
能够胜过我们里面的死亡。
To make us alive.
叫我们活过来。
Strong.
刚强。
Overcoming death.
能够胜过死亡。
Wow. This is really wonderful.
这实在是美好。
Don't you like to experience that?
你不愿意经历这一点吗？
Right. Why did Abraham offer up his son Isaac?
为什么亚伯拉罕能把他的儿子以撒献上给神？
Is it because he is obedient to God?
只是因为他顺服神吗？
Yeah. Do you think it's because of that?
你想是只是这个原因吗？
The Bible explains it differently.
圣经上给我们有不同的解释。
It's not that simple.
不这么简单。
Because God promised Abraham.
因为神应许过给亚伯拉罕。
In your seed, Isaac.
要在你的后裔。
All the nations will be blessed.
以撒的身上，地上的万国都要因他得福。
And through Isaac, you're going to have many, many descendants.
借着以撒，你会得着众子孙，许多的后裔。
And God will not accept anybody else.
Okay. 而且神不接受任何其另外一个人，
Isaac.
只有以撒。
And now God says, Abraham, offer up your son Isaac on the altar for me.
现在神进来说，亚伯拉罕，你要把你的儿子献上作为祭物。
Abraham did not even argue with God.
亚伯拉罕在这里没有与神顶嘴。
Abraham didn't tell God, God, well, what about your promise?
亚伯拉罕没有问神说，只问神说，那你神你的应许怎么办呢？如果我献上以撒的话。
You can have a lot of thoughts, right?
他里面也许有各样的思想，对不对？
For me, the first thought will be impossible. Impossible. No, not possible.
对我来说，我的思想里头一个就是说，这个话是不可能的事情。
How can he do that?
神，你怎么能够这样做啊？
Offer up Ishmael is okay.
也许你叫我献上以斯玛利，这个还可以做的。
Yeah, because God says no.
因为神已经拒绝他了嘛。
But Isaac.
但是把以撒献上。
Maybe he made a mistake.
神啊，也许你说错了。
At least I will ask God, are you sure?
至少我会问神说，真的吗？
Abraham.Didn't even have time to ask the next morning.
亚伯拉罕没有花一点的时间问，第二天的清早。
He went up alone with Isaac.
他就起来带着以撒。
Now, why do you think Abraham was willing to do that?
你想想看，亚伯拉罕为什么愿意这样行？
Because he believes that God is able to raise upIsaac again from the dead.
因为他信神能够把以撒从死亡中复活起来，使以撒从死亡中复活起来。
What a faith!
何等的一个信心！
What a wonderful faith!
何等一个美好的信心！
Oh goodness!
不得了！
Don't think it's simple.
所以不是这么简单呐。
And sure enough, Isaac rose from the dead, so to speak.
结果的的确确的，神使以撒从死里复生了，就着这个预表来说。
Proven.
而且是证明出来的。
Couple of thousand years later, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
然后几千年之后，神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
What a wonderful faith!
何等一个美好的信心
！A living faith,
而且是一个活的信心。
And then he believed that God can call things into being that were not.
并且他也信神能够使无变为有。
And he also experienced.
他也实在经历了这件事。
Because Sarah could not bear any more children.
因为照着他妻子撒拉当时的情形，是不可能再生孩子的。
Impossible.
是不可能的。
But with God, nothing is impossible.
但是在神没有不可能的事。
But Abraham believed.
亚伯拉罕相信。
It's already an impossibility for Sarah to bear children.
虽然外面看来对撒拉来生一个孩子，亚伯拉罕看是不可能的事。
You know, in our Christian life, we will go through many experiences where things seem impossible.
当然，你知道，在我们基督徒的生活过程中，我们会碰见许多的事情看起来是不可能的。
But hey, you have to know the Father.
但是你必须认识我们的父神呢。
The Lord Jesus did not say, with me as the Lord Jesus, nothing is impossible. He says, with God, nothing is impossible.
当主耶稣这样说的时候，他没有说在我这个耶稣基督里面，没有不可能的事情。他乃是说，在父神，没有一件事情是不可能的。
Because our God, our Father.
因为我们的神，我们的父神。
Whatever he does is impossible for us.
他所做的每一件事情对我们来说都是不可能的。
如果对你来说是可能的，那你去做吧。
If these things are possible with you, then you should go ahead and do it.
亚伯拉罕能够生出一个以撒出来吗？
For Abraham by himself.Can he beget an Isaac? Not possible. Our Father is so glorious. If I can do it, I have no need for him. If Abraham andSarah by themselves can beget an Isaac, then they don't need to believe in God.
如果我们自己能够建造他的教会，能够带进他的国度，我不需要什么。
If we by ourselves can build up the church and bring in his kingdom, then we don't need God.
那老早就做完了。
It would have been done long time ago.
但是神还要等到你不能了，他才做。
But God has to wait until we realize we cannot make it. Then he will do it.
并不是说我们什么都不做了。
Not that we do nothing.
但是你要知道你不行。
But you must realize you cannot make it.
因为如果你还能行的话。
Because if you can still do it,
荣耀就归给你了。
The glory will be unto you.
神所做的。
What God does.
是人所不能。
Is what men cannot do.
这个是我们的神的脾气啊。
This is how our God is.
我父神的脾气就是这样。
This is how my Father God is.
你觉得你能做，你去做。
He says, if you can do it, if you feel you can do it, you go do it.
看你能做什么。
I will see what you can do.
你能创造天地吗？
You can create the heaven and earth.
你能吗？
Can you?No.
你能造出一个蚊虫起来。
Can you make even, create even a small mosquito?
不需要加油的还会飞啊。
You don't need to add gasoline to it and it can fly.
还会繁殖啊哇。
And it can multiply, multiply.
从一只两只变成几百只几千只。
From one or two mosquitoes, they can be hundreds, thousands.
你能吗?
Can you?
能叫死人复活吗?
Can you call the dead to make them come alive?
食物变有。
To call not being into being.
这样的信心有没有?
Do you have such a faith?
到今天我还没有啊。
Until this day, I confess I still don't have it.
所以我一直问神啊，到底你真的是要做不要做？为什么到今天还没有啊？
That's why I have to ask God. After all, do you want to do it or not? Why I still don't have it?
为什么今天还那么乱七八糟啊？
Why today the situation is still in such a confusion?
可能你改变主意了啊。
Maybe you have changed your mind,
your plan, 那是不要做了啊。
Or you decide not to do it.
那是没有办法了啊。
Or you cannot make it.
我话很多啊。
I may have all these words.
亚伯拉罕没有什么话。
Abraham did not have all these words to say.
最后一点。
Lastly,
信心没有作为是死的。
Without works, faith is dead.
死的。
Faith without work is dead.
Faith without work is dead. 没有神。在那边真的是来进行来做工，我们什么都做不出来。
Without God to make progress to do His work, we have nothing.
So what do we do at the end?
那么终究我们该做什么？
We will just tell God, just take Ishmael. Come on, God. That's all. That's all.There's nothing more to do. Just take us as we are, like Ishmael. Just take us.
我们就向神说，神啊，请你就接受以斯玛利嘛。我们就只有以斯玛利，我们什么都没有。求你就接受、yeah. 接纳以斯玛利。
This is the way we are.
这是我们的
情形。All failures.
我们都是失败的人。
All weaklings.
都是软弱的人。
All fleshly.
都是属肉体的人。
Okay, God.You have no choice. Just take us.
神啊，你看看你没有别的选择了，你就这样接纳我们吧。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Amen, Father.
Father says no. He said Abraham no.
就是你说 no 也没有办法。
Yeah. Even Father, you said, even Father, you said no. You still have no choice.
So you might as well take us.
Father, 你还。不如你还是接受我们，就照我们的样子接受我们吧。
Is that the way?
这是我们的路吗？
Sorry.
对不起。
Our father is not like that.
我们的父神不是这样的父神。
Maybe your father is like that, but then I don't know which father you're talking about.
也许你肉身的父神是这样子，也许你所经历的父神是这样的，那我就不知道你所说的是哪一位父神了。
So you can really see how wonderful our Father is.
所以今天你可以看见我们的父神是何等美好的一位父神。
He is the God of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕的神。
We need to know him.
我们需要认识他。
And we need to be like Abraham.
我们也需要像亚伯拉罕。
Our Father of faith.
我们信心的父。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开启我们的眼睛。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 我们再一同有一些祷告。Let us have some prayers.
Thank you.